This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Chad, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this distillery in Kentucky, they said they have this patent brand out, and they are working on one to honor Chesty Puller.
Oh, wow. I know plenty of Marines are going to love that.
That's what I thought. That's Chesty Puller was he Commandant of the Marine Corps?
No, he wasn't Commandant of the Marine Corps, but he was he's just so beloved by the Marines and I think
he's the Marine, right?
Single Marine would know who he was.
Yeah, he's the Marine, right? If you go through Marine Corps history, right. he's the guy. He had a chest full of ribbons and he certainly paid a lot for America and certainly a good guy. But yeah, they're going to honor him with this distilled spirit, which is going to be pretty cool. So, Chad, what is your group? Mighty Oaks Programs, or it's the Mighty Oaks Foundation, but the website is mightyoaksprograms.org?
That's right. And our programs are Mighty Oaks Warrior Programs, and we support combat veterans. And now on the front end, we're supporting guys who are in the military preparing for combat. And we work on post-combat trauma and military resiliency training.
Well, this is something that's pretty dear to our hearts here that we've been trying to help as much as we can. We've got this huge number of veterans that have come home after 10 years of war. I mean, this is unprecedented in American history. And I think because of some of our medical capabilities now, we have more people living after being in battles. But the problem is when they come home, there are people who require ongoing medical services, and then also some other effects of being, some psychological services. And we got to find a way to help them, Chad.
Sure, sure. There's been a 2.6 million of our, men and women have served in the war on terror. And out of those 2.6 million, over half of them have some type of mental, physical, or emotional, spiritual, wounds from their service. And, there's a lot of help out there when it comes to physical things, but when we deal with the emotional and psychological and spiritual things that they from their service, the VA and other government organizations are really striking out, and that's where we really feel like we needed to step in and deal with the 22 suicides a day. The divorce rates are, some bases are up to 80%.
Wow.
And so we're stepping in and doing our part.
And you tell me your thoughts on this too, because you're on the front lines. You're dealing with people every day in some of this through your organization. But from my perspective, we've realized that this is the effects that people suffer: PTSD, traumatic brain injury, just people that have lesser problems readjusting to life in America back away from the war. That this is not a problem with a magic solution or a silver bullet. It's going to be something that we have to deal with on many different fronts and in many different ways, from service animals to spiritual help, maybe a little less of the drugs that they've been giving people, all kinds of things. We need to come at this from every angle.
Sure. The one singular approach that the military has taken and the VA particularly is clinical. And clinical isn't the solution for not only for everyone, but not for many. You really can't get well when you're on 30 pills a day for PTSD. And you're just going to stay in that state, only numbed to the world around you. And so there's lots of alternative solutions that have really worked. What we do being one of them, and really just instead of enabling the guys or medicating the guys, just really challenging the guys to get back up and to move forward and do something important again.
You know, all human beings, we have to have something or some things to live for.
That's right.
You know, a lot of us have a faith, and that's part of it, or the majority of it. And then we also say for our family and, you know, for our activities, we're trying to accomplish something. Whatever it is, there's that thing to get up in the morning. Some of those things are misguided, but it still is the thing that you, when you get out of bed, you're like, okay, this is my challenge or what I'm going to take part in today. But a lot of these guys returning home, they don't feel like they have anything.
No, I'd say if there was one singular thing that we deal with most, it's not the guys that are, you know, staying awake like somebody might think and, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I did or what I was involved in. It's the biggest struggle that guys face is that sense of purpose. I was important one day. I was in charge of all these people and this more important mission and millions of dollars in equipment. And then the next day, that's gone. And so you lose a sense of purpose and that, what do I do now? Where's my value now? Steps into your life and it really just crushes guys and unless they could find something to move forward for again, then oftentimes they'll stay there in some very, very self-destructive behaviors. And what we found being a faith-based organization is that regardless of what has happened to the individual, as heroic as it may be or as tragic as it may be, when you could bring a man or a woman to the point to realize that the reason they're in the situation they're in isn't because of those incidents in their past, it's because of the choices they've made, and they had the ability to choose differently moving forward. And so we're able to bring them to that point of actually accepting responsibility, which is unfortunately a very abstract concept in our world today, of accepting responsibility. But when they do make the decision to accept responsibility, we need to paint a path for them forward. And what we've done, again, being a faith-based organization, is we say, hey, this is who. Now you can move forward. This is who we believe God created you to be, the man or woman God created you to be. And as you align your life with that and make different choices moving forward, you can actually find a life of purpose. And so to be the not in the military anymore, or some of them still in the military, but mostly to be a husband, a father, a friend, a neighbor, someone in this country that's going to rise up and be leaders and warriors in this country, because God knows we need them right now.
That's a great attitude. We're talking with Chad Robichaud, Marine Recon. You're an Afghanistan veteran. You're a pro MMA fighter. You're president and founder of the Mighty Oaks Foundation. I mean, you're a guy who has a lot going on. You haven't stood still in life a whole lot. Have you realized still, even though you're doing all of that, that you have those moments where you're like, wow, do I have a purpose? Am I doing right? Is anything you struggle with?
Well, you know, I'm very blessed. I don't have that struggle now because I feel like I have a very clear purpose of what we do. However, when I came home, you know, for my last deployment, that I was, you know, people always give me credit for starting Mighty Oaks, but really I was the first student because I came home and I fell on my face. I struggled with anger, depression, feeling shameful and not knowing what I was going to do next. And it took me down a really dark road for about a 3-year period, and I almost lost everything. I battled with being one of those 22 a day that take their lives. I struggled with suicide, faced divorce. And so at my rock bottom, it was my wife that really came in and said, you know, you're better than this. She asked me, you know, how I could do all the things that I did in the military and as an athlete. And when it came to my family, I quit. And that question, to realize that I had quit on the most important things in my life, being a husband, being a father, being that young 17-year-old kid that wanted to do something important in this world, I had quit on all those things. And so I made a decision that I was going to turn it around. And when I did, a mentor came in my life and really mentored me in this my relationship with God and ultimately teaching me through this mentorship who God created me to be. And when I got on the other side of this and realized that the restoration that I had and the purpose that I felt, it was just like overwhelming. Like I felt like I found the cure and I knew how many other people were struggling just like me. And I thought, man, someone's got to do something about this. You know, why not me? So we started our foundation to just really pay that forward, what people did for me. And we never knew it would grow to where it has. You know, I've probably spoken to close to 100,000 active duty military through our resiliency conferences. We've had 1,256 graduates from our legacy program, which is our 6-day intensive. And but out of those 1,256, many of those are on active duty come orders to us because the military just really has entrusted our program. But out of those 1,256, we've had zero suicides. So we have an extremely high success rate for those who are struggling with suicide.
Absolutely awesome. And Mighty Oaks Foundation that you started is primarily a scholarship, right, program?
That's right. We don't charge any veterans. We've never charged one of those 1,256. We don't charge the military. We do our resiliency conferences for free to the military. In fact, I'm going today to the Marine Corps to do one. And we scholarship guys to come. So we have right now we have 150 or so guys on a waiting list to come. And so it costs $1,000 each to get those guys in our program. So my job really for the organization now is to raise that money and get those guys scholarships and get them into a program. We're running 30 of those programs this year around the country.
How can people donate to Mighty Oaks if they want to help you out?
They go on mightyoaksprograms.org, the website, and there's a donate button. A lot of people are concerned about donating to nonprofits about where the money goes. If you donate to a scholarship, our scholarship, you designate it to a scholarship, 100% of the funds go to directly to scholarship, a warrior, and no overhead. So that's one of the ways we've been really really blessed to set up our organization for donors to be able to do that. And also, if there's a veteran listening that, you know, said that rock bottom or feels that loss of purpose or struggling and facing, you know, that hopeless decision taking their life, I just encourage you to get on that website, check it out. It's no counselors. It's peer-to-peer, people who's been there before, and no cost, no strings attached. Get an application in and we'll get you the help you need.
Chad, that sounds great. And that's what we like to hear, those charities where it all goes to help people without not a lot of overhead. All right, Chad Robichaud, thanks so much for joining us, Mighty Oaks Foundation, and we'll tweet out a link to Mighty Oaks Programs. .org, okay?
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline, 1-800-913-4653.